Grill Team. Triple M Breakfast.
It's 7:08 on the Grill Team. Gus, MG and Matty Johns. Although, no Matty Johns today. Little crook. On
Look,
a Monday, it happens.
Yeah.
Well, yes, he's very crook, actually.
And that voice you heard was a man that was at the G20 in Brisbane over the weekend. You had Putin, Obama, Abbott, Cameron, the UK PM, but Jason Morrison was also there. Jason, welcome.
G'day.
Back to the Grill Team again.
Yeah, who's the alpha male in the room now? I guess that's you, is it, Gussie?
I have a look at the big fella over there. He's running the show, isn't he?
Oh, you think you
are. Yeah, that's right.
No, you're running the show.
I know,
mate.
This is dynamic.
I know my place.
Oh,
and
come on.
About you with your baggy clothes?
Yeah.
I know what's going on. He's gone to Big and Tall and he said, need two sizes up. Because they've got a fat guy coming in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Two sizes up. So it looked like I've lost more weight. I'm onto it. I know all the tricks, my friend.
Let's talk about flag burning, because that's happened over the weekend. Some people were seen to be burning the flag of Australia. Now, I find that extremely offensive, and I imagine everyone in here does. Do we get to the point, Jace, where we say, you know what, it's against the law? I can't believe that it isn't already.
I reckon the way to deal with it is not to show them doing it. Because there's a lot of things people do that are offensive, but it's only when it's on the media that it actually starts to pee people off.
Okay.
So if you're going to set fire to the flag, this is the idiots in the media go, oh, some idiot's going to burn a flag. Let's go film it. And then tonight, shock, anger, media. Like, you know, it's rubbish.
But
don't
show
it.
But you know yourself. You're writing for the Telegraph. If the most clicked item probably today will be that.
Probably.
And that's how you make your money. That's how you make your revenue. It's not the right way, I'm saying, because I think the burning of any flag's nation is the ultimate kick in the face for that in particular, that nation's whose flag was burnt people.
Yeah.
And I think the perpetrator should be dealt with accordingly. I don't know if it's jail, if it's a big...
Well, should they be dealt with? Should it be illegal to burn the Australian flag?
Of course it should be.
Thing is, you find these people, MG, just by the looks of them, and I know that's harsh sometimes, but I don't think that they'd be able to pay the fine. So what do you do with people like that? And also, Jace, they can simply...
Put them in jail then. If they can't pay the fine, you put them in 3 months jail.
The other thing
but
is...
This is what they want. These people burn flags because they're dickheads who want attention.
Mm.
That's what they're doing. Like, okay, yesterday it was about Aboriginal reconciliation. So their way of trying to get the rest of Australia to believe it's important we have reconciliation is to stick the middle finger up to every Australian who loves the Australian flag. And see, by giving them jail time or a fine or putting them on the news, all you're doing is making them more famous.
Cred.
And ignore the bastards. As simple as that. Ignore them. I mean, if we go putting people in jail, they'll just come out and be heroes to their cause. And that's my view. I mean, I know that look, at the moment in Sydney, there'll be a whole lot of people saying, yeah, punish them. Do this, do that, do that. But just think about what happens when you punish them.
Sean in Baddow Bay is on the line. What do you think, Sean?
I'm not the only guy who'd be illegal. I agree with, Jay saying that every moron that wants to unburn a flag will burn a flag. But MG, you go and put me in jail for 3 months. Who pays for it?
Yeah, we do.
Correct. So there's a house full of people that want all these new stories about burning flags and what they're protesting against, and we put them in jail and we pay for it.
Yeah, but you just said your first statement was it shouldn't be illegal to burn a flag.
No, but you make it illegal and someone goes and does it, what do you do? Well, you're not going to pay the fine. I think Jason's right. Every idiot that wants to go and burn a flag will go and do it, and they end up in jail.
Come on, mate. It's the Australian flag, mate. It's what we live under. And you're saying it's okay to go burn it?
I never said it was okay.
Yes, you did. You said it shouldn't be illegal. Well, that's the same thing.
No, hang on. I'm with Sean. I tell you why I'm with Sean. I actually think Australia's greatest problem is the enemy within, the people who want to destroy the country.
Mm.
People who burn flags are dickheads. But the people who want to destroy the country and commit acts of terrorism and generate hatred and marginalise communities, they're the enemy of Australia. People who light flags are imbeciles and they should be ignored.
Oh, no, I could disagree fully with you. I think they should be brought down with the hardest penalty of the land. Like, what else do we strive to achieve in our country if we haven't got a coat of arms over our chest when we go play sport or we get do our morning assembly on... At primary school or high school.
That's, what about the forces,
MJ? That's our flag. That's what people fight for. I can't believe you're saying this.
Terrorism is terrorism and incidents against a society only exist when people amplify them. And at the moment, they're in the newspapers, they're on the news, they'll be played around the world, and it's only because the media gives these people oxygen. There is no burning of the flag if there's no media oxygen.
Let's go to Tony in Redfern. G'day, Tony. Do you agree with Jace or with MG?
No, definitely with MG, boys, mate.
you know what? I'm Lebanese background. I've been brought up by my parents to show respect to where you are, mate. That's the Australian flag, mate. We live and die by that.
That's
mate,
it.
You don't show disrespect like that. That's disgusting.
Good yeah. for you. No, that's good. You do show respect for it, and that's fantastic. But yeah. if we go putting people in jail for things that are like that, mate, the jails will be full. There are a lot of people that hate this country.
Don't put them in jail, mate. Get rid of them. They're not happy in this country. They're burning our flag. Mate, get out. Go back to where you came from. If you're not happy with the country and the rulings, you mate, piss off.
Hey, I've got news for you. You know the blokes that lit the flag yesterday? Apparently yeah. Aboriginal. You know where they came from?
Aboriginal. Come on, mate. They're not Aboriginal, mate. If they're Aboriginal, they'll stand by the flag, mate.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate your call. And we've got a bloke now that actually served a country under that flag. I imagine you're with MG Mick.
Yeah, I am. I am absolutely disgusted. I mean, yeah, I can't find the words for it. I, like I said, I wear that flag on my left shoulder every day, and it's unreal.
Good on you.
I can't get over it. I mean, imagine if we turned around and burnt the Aboriginal flag.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean,
it would be a crime against humanity. Mick, I totally agree with it, and I can only have absolute respect for your service. But your service also is about making sure that people have a freedom to express even disgusting and revolting things. And the thing about it is it's only disgusting and revolting if people hear about it. And I just think we spend our entire life giving these a-holes attention, and we should ignore them.
But we've got to, that's what the news is for. I mean, we hear about pedophilia on a daily. I want to hear about the bastards who are doing that so I know where they are. Yeah, like, these people are burning flags. I want to know who they are so we can stay clear of them or punish them in some way, yeah. shape or form. You've got to have rules and regulations. You can't just go around burning our Australian flag whenever you want. There's got to be repercussions.
United States bans it. A number of European nations have that rule. You burn their national symbol. This is one of these things for me. It comes down to the thing of freedom of speech.
Mm.
And you know, I mean, Mick is an army man. He serves in the forces. He fights for our freedom of speech.
Why have we got a flag if we don't stand by it?
Well, 99% of us.
What's the point? What's the point of us?
Overwhelmingly.
What's the point? But what's the point of us having a flag, a national flag, if you conduct? Well, you say to people, go and burn it.
Yeah, mate. Look,
what's the point of it?
Mate, I agree, but okay, then we're putting boundaries on the so-called freedom of expression.
Oh, I don't give a shit about the freedom of speech.
I know you don't.
Honestly, in this situation,
providing it's
it goes out the window when it's burning of our the thing that keeps us safe.
Yeah.
That's our blanket.
The flag is what keeps us safe.
It is, mate.
It's the spirit of the country that keeps us safe.
It does for the diggers.
You blokes aren't going to agree. Sorry we couldn't get to all the calls. Thank you, Mick, for ringing in. If you want to let us know what you think, you can get us on Twitter at Grill Team.
The Grill Team. Gus. MG. And Matty Johns. Triple M Breakfast.